We left off in the previous year with the question as to where do we see a change in the world after the Rebbe's proclamation of a year's mangul laschem, as opposed to previous generations or times. I want to quote for you a few lashonis of different sichas, and then we'll discuss it a little bit. The sich of Chayasara Tovshin on Beis, Ois Yud Gimel, where the Rebbe speaks to the Shluchim, and the Rebbe is speaking about this, that it says that Mashiach will be V'Yilchay Mechemes Hashem, that he will fight the wars of Hashem, and that will make him Becheskas Mashiach. Then, if he will be Menatzeach his wars, he will win his wars, then obviously we reach a level of Mashiach Vaday. So the Rebbe says, Umizet Bipoyo, we see in actuality, V'es is gevorden und es wird, how it was, and it's becoming, der yilchay mechemes Hashem v'natzeach v'kame v'kame inyonim. We're already seeing the fulfillment of the yilchay mechemes Hashem v'natzeach in a bunch of things, and v'davke b'toich milchama shel shalom, and it comes through a milchama of shalom. It's a very important thing we understand this. It says Mashiach will fight wars. What type of wars will Mashiach fight? Is the Mashiach that we're waiting for a man with a white beard and kapota with a Uzi machine gun? Exactly what does it mean that Mashiach will fight wars? So the Mefarshim explain that Mashiach will fight in a way of Shalim, Mechamis of Shalim, which means the Mashiach has ways of affecting the world without literally fighting. And like the Rebbe spoke in the Sikha of Mishpatim, Tovshin Nun Beis, that week, that Wednesday and Friday again, before the Sikha of Mishpatim, the Russian and the American government had got together, and they decided that they are going to put special emphasis on agriculture, and they are going to, so to speak, lessen their attention and focus on developing nuclear arms for the sake of war. So the Rebbe says that this activity, the Rebbe said this again at Sefer HaSichas Tovshin Nun Beis, page 363. The Rebbe says that this is the Pu'ula of Melech HaMashiach Am Begoyim. This actual decision of the Goyim was a Pu'ula of Melech HaMashiach. Now, how is it that Melech HaMashiach affected this? Listen to what he says. That the Eibishter put it in their hearts to make this decision. What made the Eibishter make this decision? To give the Goyim their decision. That is the Pu'ula of Mashiach. In other words, Mashiach fights the Inyan in the spiritual Olamis, and then it has the effect in the physical worlds. The most clear thing we see is in our parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, that we're learning now, is that Yaakov gets ready to fight with Esav. Yet, before he does that, he fights with Esav's Malach. Only when he wins Esav's Malach, in essence, the war with Esav is already over. It's just a matter of time till it actually happens. The main milchama with Goyim is in the Ruchnius, in the Olam Esoyonim, with the Sorim of the nations. When Mashiach battles those Sorim, Lamaila, how does he do it? Through learning Torah, whatever pool is that he does of Toiv, that destroys the Goyim Lamata. Another example I want to bring out is, let's say, the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War, the Rebbe came out with Mifts Tefillin. That is the Rebbe's way of winning the war. V'yilchem mechemes Hashem. The soldiers are the one that's fighting. But by the Rebbe giving the spiritual koyach, he's literally fighting the war so that the war should be victorious. And the same thing before the Yom Kippur War, we know that Before Yom Tov, the Rebbe comes out with a Michtov Klali, letters. And all of a sudden, before the Yom Kippur War, the Rebbe added a bunch of lines. The Rebbe asked to add things to the Michtov Klali. And again, he spoke about Yidden being mechazik themselves in different things to help their bitachon, their security. Every time we find out Mashiach is that V'yilcha Mechemes Hashem, it's through Torah, it's through Shalem, it's through his tefillos, and through his activities that he will do in order to help the wars. And it doesn't necessarily also mean the wars against Goyim. It also means anything that's threatening the existence of Klal Yisrael, whether it's a fight of Miu Yehudi, assimilation of Klal Yisrael, whether it's a fight of Shleimus HaOretz, whether it's a fight of Shleimus HaTorah. These are all issues which threaten Am Yisrael, and only one person will take the unpopular stance to stand up to this pressure. And that's what it says. Someone, Gershon Jacobson, he was a reporter, and he asked the Rebbe once, how come only he's the one that's standing up and fighting alone? So the Rebbe told him, it's a Beferish Apostolic in Parsha Shmois. It says that when the Mitzri was hurting the Yidden, Moshe Rabbeinu got up, Vayifen Koy V'Koy, he looked both ways, and then he killed the Mitzri. So there's different Pirushim. The literal pshat is, when the kids learn it, is that they think Moshe was afraid. So he looked around so no one was looking, and he scooped the Mitzri, as they say. He knocked him out. But obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was not afraid. So that's why Rashi says, Vayifen Koy V'Koy, he looked around, and he wanted to make sure no Yidden were going to come from this Mitzri in future generations. So we saw that no Yidden are going to come. So Vayaragoy, so he killed him. The Rebbe said, I'll give you a different shot. Vayifen Koy V'Koy, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that no one else cared. So he did it all himself. Vayaragoy, a Mitzri, did it all himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu looks around and he sees nobody's doing anything. Tafera Leinton has to do it all by himself. That's part of the Nuchamis Hashem. But where do we see? So we see a change in mentality of the world. A world that is looking for peace. A world that is looking to be educated. Today the main focus is education. Like Rebbe spoke in Tavshin and Aleph, that the president of the time had made a statement that he wants to be known as the education president. A focus on education. A focus on knowledge. Today it's all about selling knowledge. With the internet, the Deos Hashem, there's no one that's far that can say that they cannot learn. The Russian curtain fell right after that era. All the Yidden Begashmis that were there were able to learn. And even Yidden in America, which were behind the curtain, they don't want to go into a shul, or they can't go anywhere. Or there's no local rabbi. Today with the internet, they can learn anything and everything in any language. And Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Aleph, never spoke about translating the Tanya into Braille. And he said, that's a new accomplishment. Even people which are blind, they can now learn Chassidus. How much more so today that there's not one person that can say honestly that Yiddishkeit is not available to him. It's a tremendous thing that Torah, Chassidus, all Inyonim, the world today is a lot further. Besides the Inyonim, like the Rebbe spoke in Vayeshev, Tavshin and Beis, about the fact that today there exists Shluchim in every city that speak the language and act the ways of the city, that they can relate to people on their level all over the place. There's pashut no yid today that can say that he has no yachas. A little interest, you have the entire Yiddishkeit at your fingertips. And it's an amazing era that we're in. And this is all changing now, in this era of Mashiach. Today everything's accessible. It's very interesting that it's in the last years that the e-world has opened up in the last 20 years to such a level, because after the Rebbe says that Hinei Zeh Mashiach Bo, that the world is ready, so the Das is Hashem, that the Kimol Oretz Deas Hashem, that the world is full of Deas Hashem, it's never been so true and accessible as it is today.